Let's come back from the Middle East and go to the U.S.-Mexico border. No caliphate there, but there's another story keeping us busy. The U.S. Border Patrol is also pretty busy down there. They're trying to decide which migrant families from Central America will get sent to detention facilities and which will be allowed to live with relatives in the U.S. as they await their day in immigration court. Most will seek asylum or special protection for their children. For families who are suddenly released, that can be exciting, but also frightening and overwhelming. The World's Jason Margolis reports on one effort in McAllen, Texas, to help these migrants adjust to their first few minutes on U.S. soil.
Border Patrol agents generally drop off families at the downtown McAllen bus station near the border. There, the families wait for a few hours, perhaps overnight, for their bus to Houston, New York, Kansas City, or wherever. When the numbers of migrants waiting at the bus station rose this summer, the Sacred Heart Catholic Church here began inviting them in for a few hours. Brenda Riojas with the Diocese of Brownsville shows me around the church, now doubling as a temporary shelter.
It's a place where mothers and children can come and rest for a little bit. It's a place for them to catch their breath.
Many of these families had been traveling for 10, 20, or 30 days before getting here.
We see them come in. They're exhausted. They're hungry. They're a little lost, a little disoriented, because basically they've just been dropped off at the bus station, and they just know that they need to buy their tickets, but they don't really know how to navigate the bus system, that there's going to be bus transfers, etc. So here we also give them a sheet that says, I don't speak English, please help me find my bus.
Some days they help 40 people, other days closer to 200.
Volunteers, the trolley is pulling up. Be ready to greet our visitors, please.
You'll want to get this on tape. They clap. Everyone claps as they come in. And notice their faces. Some of them smile. Some of them become very shy. Some of them break into tears because it's the first time that they've been welcomed.
Bienvenida.
Each family is paired with a volunteer like Susan Joyner. She drove down from Austin with a church group.
Why did I come? I wanted to serve. We love children. And as soon as we heard the need, I mean, we looked at each other and said, we're going.
When Joyner's family is off having a shower, she goes shopping for them, digging through piles of donated clothing. Joyner and some of the other volunteers take this assignment very seriously.
Look how small these are, though. Get them some nice jeans.
Yeah, we need jeans. Oh, jeans.
Okay. After the family members are clean, Joyner gives them their new wardrobes.
And then everybody says, muy bonito, and they smile, and their dignity is restored.
Then it's time for a warm meal. I sit with Bilma from Honduras. She eats with her three children, two sons and a daughter, ages 12, 14, and 16. Their father is dead.
Muy duro. Ratos caminando y ratos en autobús.
Bilma tells me how her journey took 3 weeks, walking, taking buses, and then a raft across the Rio Grande. They turned themselves in to U.S. authorities and were put into a Border Patrol detention center. She says the worst part of the trip was when Border Patrol put her two young sons in a separate cell.
Una noche, varios hombres me abrieron la puerta, queriendo como asaltarme.
Bilma says she left Honduras because gang members beat her up, tried to rob her, then take advantage of her teenage daughter. She says her two sons fought them off. She says the gang threatened revenge. With few options, she set out north to be with her sister in Dallas. Brenda Riojas says she hears stories like this every day. To her, Bilma and her children aren't here illegally. They're refugees.
And for those who think the solution is to send them back immediately, how can you send someone who is fleeing a fire back into that fire? They're coming here for a chance to live.
After their meals, the families head into a large tent with a generator blasting air conditioning. It's 100 degrees plus outside.
Técnicamente, legalmente, ahí los pueden detener.
Carlos García is one of about a dozen immigration attorneys volunteering to make legal presentations.
So I'm telling them right now that there's two processes. One is that they have to show up with a deportation officer as soon as the date that they gave them. And then the other one is they're going to show up in immigration court. So it's a little bit confusing.
Garcia is thorough and patient. Most of the women don't ask any questions. A few tell me later, though, they didn't really understand everything he was saying. It's a lot to take in, and they only have a few weeks to figure it out. A little later, some of the families take naps. For others, it's time to head to the bus station. I went and found Vilma from Honduras, who I met during lunch. I asked her how she felt.
Mucho mejor.
Much better, she says.
Estoy nerviosa.
I'm nervous, though, she adds. Understandable. Moments later, it's time to board the bus. She walks off with her three children and a tote bag filled with donated food and drinks. A church volunteer gives her a kiss on the cheek, and Vilma disappears behind the bus's tinted glass windows. The volunteer turns and heads back to the church to help a new family. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.
See how the Sacred Heart Church volunteers welcome tired and overwhelmed migrants in Texas. Jason posted some pictures from his trip there. They're at PRI.org.